he refused to leave. That's when police came in. They arrested the man in the turkey costume for making the gesture and for trespassing. Well, coming up, you've seen how some animals seem to stare right into your soul. But is it therapeutic? We'll tell you about it coming up at the top of the hour. But first, a check of traffic and weather next. News Radio 970 News Time, 1148.
Tonight on Fox, a leaky roof.
I thought I told you to get some man animals in here.
Can they fix it before it's too late? Then he's bad, and he's gonna kick butt. The best of Chuck Norris. And when you put together Batman and karaoke, you've got the Fox Friday Throwdown. Tonight on Fox, followed by your local news. Starting at 7 on Fox 13, Alex Jones.
People who have no business being involved in any way in shaping human civilization.
What George Bush doesn't want you to know. Midnight to 3 on News Radio 970.
It's this aristocratic worldview where they think our lives don't matter.
News Radio 970 News Time, 1150. Traffic brought to you this hour by Radio Shack. We're the only electronics store that hasn't gone out of business this year, and we have the prices to prove it. Stop by your Radio Shack store today. Sunman has his eyes on the freeways.
Well, the roads look quite good. Only one incident. Debris in the roadway on the 97 freeway at Maxwell Drive has folks stamping on the brakes in the carpool lane. Keep an eye out for that. Otherwise, smooth sailing. Have a great Thanksgiving. I know I plan to eat plenty of turkey and billowy mounds of mashed potatoes. Sunman in the 970 24-hour traffic center.
All right, thank you, man. Weather in the city tonight, cold, getting down around 38, our low. Tomorrow, highs in the 50s. Slight chance of rain, but no snow in the forecast as of yet. Right now, it's 41 degrees. Well, as the news continues, shoppers at a Sears store at the Fremont Mall today weren't happy with one bit of Thanksgiving. That's when a man dressed as a turkey costume started walking around the store, making a crude gesture. The store's manager said the man wasn't an employee, just someone who walked in off the street. Store security told the man to leave, but